This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hey you guys, it's Megan. We're back again for another week and I have my lovely guest Sarah. Say hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Meg.
So as you guys know, Kristen is out with the baby still, baby Pepper, and she and Pep are doing great, and Sarah is joining me whilst Kristen's out. Thanks, Sarah.
I'm so happy to be back.
I love it. So you and I are actually on the road right now. There may be a little static in the background. We're driving back from Asheville. We just had an amazing trip.
We did.
Sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. Asheville is a wonderful city.
Asheville's beautiful. We did the Asheville Half Marathon, and you and I had actually signed up for the challenge. Disclaimer, we didn't make both days.
We did not finish the challenge because it turns out it was the same course both days, and one day was enough for us.
Yes. So true. We did finish the first half marathon, so the challenge that we signed up for was half marathon on Saturday, half marathon on Sunday. There's also, you can just do the half, you can just do the marathon, or you can do 2 days, half marathon, full marathon. The marathon runners get awesome swag. They get a blanket. We got a nice t-shirt, amazing medal, and a pint glass. And then there's a bunch of other swag. You guys can look it up if you're interested, but beautiful course, beautiful day. So let's jump into the expo to start it off. So the expo was at the Doubletree Hotel, and I thought it was pretty easy. I had some issues. You did a great job.
Well, we were back and forth. We were staying at that hotel, so that was
easier.
Really fortuitous because we went to the expo at least four times. It was great in that they had it set up in different rooms across the hotel. It was not great in that they had it set up in different rooms across the hotel. So you just needed one thing, but you maybe had to go buy four different things to get it. But all in all, they had some great stuff, some great merch out there. We didn't really get too much, but they did have some great merch available, and all of their volunteers were incredibly friendly for the most part.
Yeah, I agree. The volunteers were amazing. I had some issues, and partially me, partially the volunteer, we drove 8 hours. Well, we stopped for potty breaks like every hour.
Yeah.
So it turned out to be more like 9 hours. So we drove a long way, and I did most of the driving. When we got in, we went straight to the expo to do pickup.
By most, you mean you did all of the driving.
Okay, I did all the driving. And so we get into the expo to do the bib pickup, and you were up in the room getting settled, and I went down to start to grab my stuff and get the layout of the land and find out what was going on. And the cute little old lady who was doing the bibs was as confused as I was about what she was doing and didn't realize that I had two bibs, so she only gave me Sunday's bib. Well, I didn't realize that I needed two bibs. I didn't know what the system was. It's our first time doing this race. So I just took the one bib, got my one shirt, got my bag, got
your one bus pass,
my one
Biltmore pass. Oh, because disclaimer, this race was around the grounds of Biltmore.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have to also get access to the Biltmore grounds to be able to run this race.
Yes, thank you. Good point, Sarah. So yeah, so I only got 1 day's worth of everything and didn't realize it at the time. So, and I was a little bit like, you know, when you drive for a long time, you get a little confused about life in general once you're standing. That's where how I felt. So I didn't fully catch what was going on. So Sarah comes down, gets her stuff. I meet her in the t-shirt room at the end. I was buying a swag.
I could not get t-shirts because they were out at that moment. So I had to come back. One of the reasons we had to come back, get t-shirts.
But they had them within the hour.
They did, yeah.
They rectified it really quickly. I will say this is probably one of the more well-organized runs. There was one thing we'll get to in a little bit, but I thought it was really well organized. They seemed to have everything, yeah. Like they knew what they were doing.
Yes. Yeah.
So as Sarah mentioned, it was around the Biltmore property. So to get there in the morning, you had two options. You could drive, which they said in the write-up, in the emails that they sent out, that sometimes that could get really congested, and they recommended doing bus transport. The bus transport were school buses, which I was nervous about at first because it was freezing. Let's talk about the weather.
It was brutal. It was brutal that early in the morning.
Yeah. So we are from Florida, and it was 30 degrees. I don't even have words.
It was 30 degrees with a mountain wind.
Yeah, the wind was out of control. So we have heard now from one of your friends, apparently, who frequently runs it, that
we were lucky.
Yeah, that it gets colder than that. And that the first year she ran it, she said somebody...
The winner.
Yeah. Passed out from hypoglycemia.
He had to be taken to the hospital because he was so cold. He had gotten, I don't know if it was frostbite or hypothermia, but he finished the race, had to go to the hospital and kind of get warmed up and rejuvenated. And then they brought him back to accept his awards.
Yeah, so...
I will never try that hard to win a race.
I will never try that hard to win a race either. I'd rather be warm and slow than frozen and
absolutely
fast. So I was nervous about getting on the school bus because honestly, all I could think of is my childhood experiences and them being cold in the winter, but it was very cozy, so I was happy. And the school bus was kind of fun to hop on. It was nostalgic a little bit. I didn't mind it.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't mind the serial killer look of our bus driver.
Yeah, our bus driver was a little creepy, but very nice guy.
He was very nice.
But
we did get us lost in the woods.
So we ended up on the first bus of the morning because we thought, man, the way they made it sound in the write-up, we need to get in there and get it done.
There's going to be a lot of traffic. We don't want to be sitting. So we were at the, 5:10 in the morning? We got on the bus. The race is at 7:30. And we were on a bus at 5:10.
Okay, and just remember, you guys, that I love Disney. I run Disney so much. And if you run Disney, you know you have to be out there, like... 3:30 is the last time you can get on the bus a lot of times. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, my God, we're already late.
Yeah,
if they're saying it's going to be that busy. So we get on the first bus of the morning, apparently.
I'm pretty sure they also promised that there would be coffee available in the morning.
Yeah.
It was not available at 5:10.
Not until 6. So,
but I wasn't willing to go back outside at that point.
Yeah. But the Biltmore property itself, where the buses come in, is very dark. And so we had this, I'm just going to say, Scooby-Doo-esque villain-looking bus driver.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're driving on this property, and at one point I'm thinking in my head, this is where we come to die.
What concerned me is when we stopped at the main Biltmore gate, and he told them he did not know where to go, and he needed to get to Antler Hill Village, and did he go straight or turn right? And she told him, she indicated very clearly he needed to go to the right, and then he went straight.
I know. And you and I kind of looked at each other for me, like, oh, man.
All right. So you then can get there eventually.
Yeah.
But
it got darker and darker. But in my head, I was thinking, well, we're early enough, and we're on the property now.
Right. Somebody will find us eventually.
We have to get there somehow. So we made it. We were still the first bus there. And luckily, the gentleman that was sitting behind the bus driver was one of the race organizers who was staying at the hotel.
Who did not bother to speak up until we were almost there, but...
Yeah, but then once he did, he explained, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
So it all worked out. It was good.
We did make it there.
So we get there, and the start line's not up yet. So we're not sure what to do. But again, the race director's there, and he's going over to the start area to start getting set up, and he's like, you guys can go in, and it's freezing, and all we can think is, like, we can't barely breathe, so we need to go in somewhere.
Yeah.
There were some open areas that you could go stand inside to cut the wind.
Not in a heated area, but, like, in an enclosed vestibule before you got into a restaurant, or I think a lot of people ended up in the creamery, which was heated.
Yeah.
But it also got very packed very quickly.
Yeah. And that's where they ended up having the coffee. 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it was from a slammed packed. So,
they did have, real wet restrooms. So that was a huge bonus for early morning run that.
And a lot of them.
Yeah.
There were at least 6 or 8 restrooms.
But I just appreciated having one at the race start that there was a little bit of wine for the women's, but it wasn't a porta potty on a really, really cold race morning. It was a true restroom.
And our understanding is that this run maxed out at 1,000 and that they were at 942, I believe, is the total count for that day. So it wasn't like an overwhelming amount of people either. It was a nice small run.
You saw a lot of the same people over and over and over again.
Yeah, throughout the day. So sitting there, we met a lot of people because we had to hang out there and wait in this like front area to the tavern, which is the restaurant there. The restaurant itself wasn't open to go inside and sit down, but the front waiting area was. So that's where Sarah and I ended up. And so we hung out on a bench there and we just made a bunch of friends. The camaraderie was really nice.
All of those people were great.
Yeah, we met people.
And none of them were from Asheville.
None of them were from Asheville. They were all from out of state.
Yep.
We met one guy at one point who was from North Carolina, but closer to the beach area.
Yes.
But otherwise, Virginia, where else?
Knoxville.
Oh, Texas.
Ohio.
Yeah, we met a wonderful chick from Texas who had been at one of the Disney runs I'd been at. It was just really fun. And then just getting to wish them all good luck and just hanging out and chatting was just amazing. And no, it seemed like no one except for the one guy from North Carolina had done the run before.
Right.
And that was pretty consistent. I don't remember talking to a lot of people who had done this.
But he was a wealth of valuable information.
He did. He gave us a lot of good info.
Yes.
So there was...
It didn't make sense when he was saying it, but once we were on course, it truly... I was like, this is what he was referencing.
Yeah, and you listened to him much closer than I did, because at one point you were like, this is what... And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't even remember him saying that.
Yeah, talking about the big, big hill that... Once you get up that big, big hill, and he mentioned something about when it becomes trail, and that was a little difficult because it had large rocks. He was not kidding.
Yeah.
It was a dirt trail with, like, limestone rocks on top of it.
He knew what was up.
Yeah.
But let's start at bag check.
Yes.
So they gave us bags, and...
It was a perk of being a runner in this race. You get this fancy finisher's bag, they referenced it.
We got a real kick out of this part because they called it a finisher's bag. So we were really excited. We couldn't wait to see this bag. And it's just a plastic bag, you guys, to put your...
Like the shopping bag you get at a shoe store.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
To put your gear check in, which is fine and totally cool. And we're grateful that we got the gear check bag. That was really nice of them.
I would not call that a perk.
But the way they worded it was really... We got a good chuckle out of it. It was really funny to us. And there was a great amount of information given to us beforehand.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say the write-up was extensive?
Yeah. 2 pages, small print.
Yeah. And at first, you know,
lots of rules.
Lots of laughing about how much information there was, but so grateful about it.
Yeah.
So they did a great job about that. So then we checked the bag. We waited. We used the lovely indoor bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
We checked our bag, and we... lined up like little icicles at the start line.
It's one of the first times I've ever wanted to be in the middle of all of the people, like as jammed into a corral as I could be, just for warmth.
Just to cut the wind. I agree.
Ooh, it's rough.
Yeah. So the timer goes off and we get going, and it was freezing.
Yeah. Actually, the first few miles, it was cold, but it was less about the cold and more about the hills in the first few miles for me.
Yeah, so the first, would you say seven?
Seven, because it's 6 to 7, well, 5 to 7 is the last hill, but.
Yeah, so the first 7 miles are up and down, up and down, up and down, and it's very hilly. And again, Florida, not used to the hills. Sarah and I went out and ran the stadium that's in our town, leading up to it, and tried to do some ramps and some stairs. I don't know that we were that well prepared.
Oh, I never am, but yeah.
I wasn't going to say that.
But that I accept. I will accept that I was not prepared for those hills and they were going to be tough for me. I do not accept the cold. This is unacceptable.
So that was the cold. I don't know what else to say. I mean, we brought our gear. We were prepared for the cold. We had the right run gear for the cold weather.
I had a Mylar cravat up until about mile 3.
Yeah, Sarah, I gave Sarah the Mylar blanket. I brought hot hands. She turned the Mylar blanket into a lovely ass. What do you call that?
Ascot.
Ascot at one point. Yeah.
My neck was cold. Everything else was reasonable, but there was so much kind of wind and coldness at my face and my neck that I needed to protect it. So.
And I had what you're referring to as a buff, and I've never heard it called that before. I just call it a neck warmer that you can also turn into headbands. And I can't even express how grateful I was to have it, because once we got over the first 7 miles and it started to flatten out.
Oh, yay! Less topography! Amazing!
We were so pumped. Like, we're done with the hills portion. And then there were no hills to block the wind.
And it was brutal.
It was head-on wind.
I think there was 2 miles straight where we had to hang on to our hats.
Yeah.
Because the wind was coming at us so strongly that I was afraid my hat was going to blow off my head.
Yeah, and I had the buff, so I kept putting
it over
my face.
This is where we gave up on running.
I know. This is as we were struggling to get into the wind. So disclaimer, you guys heard us just last week talk about the Gate River Run and how much we had drank. And I may have overindulged at one point during the run. And at some point, I've jacked up my toe. I'm kind of my big toe, not a little toe, because if it was a little toe, I'd just slap some duct tape on that boy and keep
power
going
through,
but it's my big toe. I'm worried I've broken it, and instead of making the wise choice, which we never do, I decided I would go out and do Asheville on it.
We made the wise choice by skipping today and sleeping in,
right? So we skipped the second day. I just wanted to get one good day of the Asheville run in, and I'm glad I did. Okay, so the wind is head on at this point. And
we're on a trail that has large rocks.
And at this point, it's now warmed up enough that I can feel my foot again. The first half of the run was a blessing, actually, to me that it was that cold, because I couldn't feel how much pain I was in, because my toes were numb.
That's what every doctor loves to hear.
That's what every doctor loves to hear. Yay, but it's what every runner would say.
Right.
So now I can start to feel my foot. And we're on this rocky, gravelly terrain for the second half of the run.
And we're slogging. You're a very brisk walker, and even you had to slow down your walk because the wind was so fierce.
So I can usually walk a 12 to 13 minute mile, and we were at a 16 minute mile at this point because my toe was killing me and the wind was just straight pushing in our face. And I had to put the buff over my mouth and my face. We're still both very windburned today.
Yes.
I was fluorescent red-faced yesterday.
Yeah.
We just got beat by the wind. Okay. I'm going to say this. I don't even care. I don't care that there were hills the first 7 miles. I don't care about the wind. One of the most beautiful courses I've ever run.
It was amazing. And coming around the corner and seeing that, I've never been to Biltmore, so I've never seen the house in person. And coming around the corner and seeing that giant architectural marvel, it was beautiful.
Yeah. We saw man-made waterfalls. We saw baby lambs.
There were baby lambs and there were chickens.
And there were chickens and
cows. There were cows.
Oh, it was gorgeous. And we're running next to the French Broad River. There's ducks swimming.
A little stinky.
Okay, yeah. There was a stinky part.
Yeah.
But even the stinky
really
part
beautiful.
Was beautiful.
Yeah. You just had to mouth breathe a lot.
You had to mouth breathe a lot. So I'm just going to say totally worth it. I would go back and do it again.
I would go back in a warmer month and do it again.
But from what we're hearing, that's not possible.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes to this one. I recommend it. Well organized. And the volunteers on the course, amazing.
Oh, they really, really were. They were fun. There was one table group of younger people dressed up like they were at a luau. So that was really fun.
I know. And then we ran up and they were like, welcome to the beach.
Oh. And Ingles Supermarket sponsored this.
Ingles.
They are amazing. Every table had bananas. Not a whole banana, because that's too much in a race. You don't need a whole banana.
These people totally got us.
They were chunks of banana, orange slices, candy, goo gels.
There was apparently a cookie stand, according to the online, but we never saw one.
Yeah.
So
at one table, they had Gatorade, they had water, and then at one, they had little cups of soda.
That was mile 11 or 12, because that's an out and back from 11 and 12.
Section.
And so you could get a soda going out and a soda going back. And I, of course, got a soda because it was just tasted like heaven at that point.
Yeah, you needed that sugar after all that wind.
Yeah.
But I thought Ingles did a great, I think they also had like the little granola bars and stuff out there. I thought Ingles did a great job with their
an amazing sponsorship.
Foods. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great partnership they have going.
Public
You can say it out loud.
Publix, take note. Yes, Publix sponsors a lot of the races in Florida, and we're lucky if we get Gatorade.
Yeah.
There's really not much else. Come on.
Yeah.
Give a girl some granola bars.
It made me honestly want to stop at Ingles this morning on our way out of North Carolina just to buy some stuff from them as a thank you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not in the area, but I'm brand loyal to Ingles now because they were that good of a sponsor.
Yeah.
They had Finish Line food also with cookies.
Oh, that's right. They
Dove
did.
Candies.
That's right.
Miniature moon pies.
They had a lot of Finish Line food, and it was like quality stuff.
Yeah. And one of the local breweries at the Finish Line had beer, but they asked for a $4 donation, which I didn't feel comfortable going to get because I didn't bring cash with me on the run.
I only had a 20 and I wasn't going to give them. First of all, my fingers were too cold to get it.
Yeah. The girls at the beer line were very nice though because my fingers were swollen and frozen and they opened my water for me because I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
And so that was really, really nice. They were really sweet, but I just felt bad. It made me feel like I couldn't get the beer.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it. Let's talk about the medal.
Oh, such a cool medal. Probably one of my favorites.
I have one of my favorites now. Possibly my favorite medal, more than my Dobie almost.
Yeah.
Is that bad? I don't know.
No.
It's beautiful. It has a wood grain on the front and an etched in it, but it's a wood and metal combo.
Mm-hmm.
And the back of the medal is metal. It's just beautiful.
It really is pretty.
I'm going to post
it. And unique.
We'll definitely get a picture up for you guys. It's just, I don't know if a medal can be calming.
But it's soothing.
It feels like the mountains. It feels like
it made it worth the trouble of that run.
Yeah. So it was pretty amazing. Let's talk about Asheville as a whole for just a second, though, as far as a host city for a run, what a great area. The Biltmore is beautiful. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't been to Asheville as a destination for a run or even for vacation, the breweries alone.
So great. And so close to the hotel.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, we stayed at the Doubletree, which was the host hotel where the expo was. Brilliant choice.
It really was.
2 miles from the start line.
On demand.
Yeah, we've eaten our share of warm cookies this week. Oh my God, like little pickies. So we took the buses. We bought for $25. What did we pay for our buses?
I think 20.
Yeah, $10 each day. We bought the bus pass to go there and back. Easy peasy. We just walked out the front of the hotel, or the back of the hotel rather, and hopped on the bus and then back and forth. Easy. We had 3 or 4 breweries within a mile of our hotel. Mm-hmm. A bunch of restaurants. The Biltmore Village, which are a bunch of shops and bakeries and cute little places to visit. Just a really great place for a host run.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really did. Despite being cold and feeling cold to my soul the entire weekend, I really, really enjoyed it.
I think I even said to
you, I thought I overpacked and I may have severely underpacked because I didn't bring a coat.
Oh yeah, you didn't. I brought my big giant down winter coat and I'm so glad I had it. I think I even said to you when we got back, is it weird that I feel frozen under my skin? How is that even possible? How does that happen? Yeah. But yeah, that was for sure. It was for sure freezing. So I would say bring double layers. If you feel like you brought too much, it's always easier.
Go ahead and pack more.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's always easier to throw stuff for them to take to donation than it is.
Oh, the only race I've ever seen where they said, if you drop your clothing, you can look for it at the end of the race in Lost and Found. Anything left after 3 p.m. on the second day will be taken to the shelters. But they actually give you the option of reclaiming your clothes. And to me, it's always been, if you drop it, it's gone.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. You might not get it. Somebody else may go pick it up. But weird to even have the option.
And what that looked like was, next to the bag pickup, it was a tent with mounds of clothing by the end of the run.
And it's not like you had to get permission to go through. It was just sitting out like a lost and found. Here's what we found. If it's yours, come take it.
I know. And at that point, so by the time we finished, I knew at that point that my toe wasn't going to make it a second day. It was so swollen inside my shoe. It wasn't even... couldn't wiggle it.
You said you could feel it on both the top and the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. So at that point, I knew we weren't going to make it. I knew my toe was... And when I took my shoe off in the bus, I knew it was purple. I knew it wasn't going to make it another day. But you and I had even discussed, like, could we raid that pile for the next day? Would anybody know? We showed up with our sweater on day two. We needed it. So that was really neat. But all in all, I'm going to give this like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
I feel like, I don't, and the only way it could have been a 10 is if they somehow miraculously made the weather warmer.
Yeah. Or if they had like a coffee station set up somewhere on course, which I realize is impractical and not going to happen. But man, that would have really pushed me to a little bit closer to a 10.
I think coffee is unrealistic on a course, though. Like, what are you going to, like, cool it and cream and sugar? Like,
no. I just need the warmth of or a hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate station with, like, a warm, not scalding hot chocolate would have been hands down awesome.
Yeah.
I
mean, I wasn't running at that point anyway. I could have carried that cup for a mile or two.
Yeah, but that was like a dream world scenario.
Yeah,
like, Asheville, if you're listening, we love you. You don't have to do that. We're just in our heads dreaming.
Yes.
So thanks again, Sarah, for being here this week.
Oh, thanks for inviting me on another adventure.
I know. It was such a fun trip.
Yay.
I'll do it. We're going to do it again. We've got big plans for other runs coming up. So.
We do. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for joining us again today, guys. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. Also, don't forget to hit us up on Insta and Facebook at Running on Sunshine.